This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's on 106.7 The Fan live on CSN. Less than 2 weeks till an annual summer dress party. It is brought to you by Corona. Find your beach. Get more details now at thefandc.com/summer. This year, the party kicks off at 4 o'clock.
Perfect. I love the timing of this year's summer dress party.
Love early.
A 4 p.m. kickoff is perfect.
You love early.
All that.
Were you able to think of anything other significant that you did this weekend besides the dinner?
Not really. My son came back. He spent like 5 or 6 days with his friends up off of Lake Ontario.
Nice.
And he came back, so that was nice.
He's had quite the adventurous summer.
Yeah, he has.
He was in Bolivia.
Bolivia.
For a few months.
Then he was in scenic upstate New York. Hmm. And he went to Aruba. Don't forget that.
Wow.
And then he's back in College Park in like 2 weeks.
Summer has trounced your 46 years.
He's already been
more places than me. In one summer than you have your entire life.
But you know what? That's good. You want your kids to
you want them to better you.
Yeah, to do more than you do.
And he has been to Aruba, but that was because of a now defunct gambling organization.
I went not once, twice. Was about to go a third time. Mm. But yeah, that they went belly up. So the trips to Aruba are probably drying up as well.
You know, it's interesting. Just, I don't know, I just saw this. The Testudo Times had tweeted that Robert Carter Jr. from formerly of the Terrapins, remember who he declared? And mm-hmm. I believe, did he end up going undrafted?
I'm pretty sure he was not drafted.
He's going to be playing in Lithuania. He'll be joining Rashid Suleiman, who's also playing in Lithuania. As Cakes mentioned, Diamond Stone will probably be...
he'll probably join them.
Be joining him.
You know what? They could just get the band back together.
Yeah, Mello.
Everybody except Jake Layman.
Mello was with, I believe it's Minnesota, but he's been described as a camp body just for their trip to China. So he'll be joining them.
He was initially with the Sixers. Did he switch to a different team?
Yeah, he signed like some sort of partial guaranteed deal with the T-Wolves, probably while you were away.
Gotcha.
But their local beat reporter described him as a camp body.
Camp body never could be described as that.
Apparently, they're doing some trip to China, and they're going to go through bodies.
Ah, okay.
They're going to need some fresh legs. So I just hate it. I just wish these guys would stay longer.
Maybe he'll just stay behind in China. I mean, they have leagues there. Maybe Melo plays in China.
Yeah. Yeah, go play in China.
Here comes the next Steph Marbury.
A lot of guys play in China and do pretty well for themselves. But whatever. I wish them best.
All right. Chelsea James, the Washington Post, is going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll fill you in on what's going on with the Nationals, Bryce Harper, and more. But every morning at 7:45, we go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. We mentioned this earlier, but big news over the weekend in the NFL is that Ezekiel Elliott has been suspended for 6 games. The Dallas Cowboys running back, of course, entered the NFL with this baggage of domestic violence kind of looming over him. And though there was no prosecution in the case, the NFL's investigation led them to the 6-game suspension. He's also had a bar brawl. He's also lifted a girl's shirt up at a bar.
He's a mess.
He's had a lot
of
issues to deal with maturity. According to sources, Zeke's people will file an appeal tomorrow. I don't know how quickly that process will
be. It's the same old, same old, right? The appeal goes to Goodell and his people?
Correct.
So, I mean, when your appeal is just going to the guy that handed down the initial punishment and he knows you're going to appeal, what good's it really going to do?
I wonder if, like, Roger Goodell, when he ultimately decides 6 games, knows that there's going to be an appeal and he's going to bump it down to 4.
I think sometimes
although,
that plays
with the
in.
Tom Brady deal, what was the original suspension? He ended up serving 4 games. Was that the original suspension?
I think so.
I think it was. And
I think
Brady
they
just
actually
took it.
Offered him, like, 2 or something. And he didn't want to compromise. Like, he wanted it all or nothing. I think. I vaguely remember something like that. The problem with the Zeke deal is you like to think, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But when they come out with the pictures of the girlfriend and all the bruises and everything, and I know you can't necessarily pinpoint
hey man,
unless you were there.
Sometimes in the movies, the chicks do it to themselves.
I mean, who knows? I'm going to guess, in all likelihood, I'd put a lot of money that he's responsible for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess that for some reason, the prosecutor or the police that investigated, they couldn't quite dot all the I's and cross the T's, right? They couldn't quite figure out exactly what happened. But I guess it was enough for Goodell to suspend him
and
for 6 games.
And lucky for Skins fans that the first team that he'll face if he serves all 6 games is the Redskins, week 8, here at FedEx Field.
Usually in the NFL, you don't get big trades, and you don't get them in the preseason, but in a shocking pair of trades Friday, the Bills traded their top wide receiver, Sammy Watkins, and their top cornerback, Ronald Darby, in separate deals with the LA Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. In exchange, the Bills acquired Eagles wide receiver Jordan Matthews, a cornerback from the Rams, E.J. Gaines, as well as second and third round picks in 2018.
They're loading up on draft picks is what they're doing.
Well, they're also whoring Tyrod Taylor in a way.
Well, you bring in Jordan Matthews. He's not the same.
He's not Sammy Watkins.
He's not the deep threat that Watkins is.
Sammy Watkins was a top 5 pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, but Watkins has a hard time staying on
field,
right?
He's been star-crossed so far in his NFL career. He has missed a lot of games due to injury. Now the Rams get another weapon for Jared Goff.
That's going to be the interesting one. Sean McVay now has some weapons there for Jared Goff.
Yeah, because really the top receiver for the Rams prior to this trade, I guess on paper, would be Robert Woods, who came over as a free agent. Now he gets bumped down to the number 2 spot where he pretty much belongs. And if Watkins stays on the field, that's a real deep threat for Goff. Should open up things for Todd Gurley in the running game.
Sammy Watkins has played 16, 13, and 8 games. He's on pace for about 4 this year.
Right, he's a gamble to stay healthy.
Right.
Carson Wentz apparently was distraught because Jordan Matthews was like his best friend on the team, and he apparently drove him to the airport.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, I'm so distraught.
he saw him off to Buffalo?
Yes. They're boys.
Yeah, I guess he just handed him a plane ticket and said...
It was either Uber or Carson.
See you later, mate. Have fun in Buffalo.
Buffalo has a new head coach, Sean McDermott. He avoided using the word rebuilding, but a lot of people seem to think that it's a rebuilding move.
Well, when you get rid of your biggest stars, sometimes it's indicative of that. And look again, they're loading up on draft picks for 2018.
Well, here's what we should be loading up on. The Patriots bet to win the division. The Jets are a forest fire. The Bills are obviously in flux. And the Dolphins are starting Jay Cutler.
Hey, right.
There's never been a better way for the Patriots to win the NFC.
Can we load up on that,
East,
by the way? Speaking of loading up, I saw Bitcoin was on fire this weekend. Did you see that?
One of my buddies, independent
cakes. It was over 4,000.
One of my buddies, I went to the gym with him over the weekend, and he goes, have you been following Bitcoin? He doesn't really listen to the show.
Right.
And I said, do I follow Bitcoin? One of the guys on the show has a Bitcoin. That's all he talks about. And he was distraught because he's kind of a nerd, and he got into the other cryptocurrency.
Right. He got into Ethereum.
He got into Ethereum.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Which is just the dud, though, compared to Bitcoin.
Oh, it's not a dud. Look at his chart, Ricky. Its chart is through the roof, too.
But he told me that he wished he had Bitcoin instead of Ethereum, but he might buy some Bitcoin.
By the way, Flakes may have added to his position over the weekend.
Oh, right. You did when you
I
see
may
it?
Have had a little more taste
when
over the weekend.
When you saw it just on fire, you said, I'm going to buy more?
Yeah. And I did.
Hey, if that McAfee donk is right,
I hope he's
right.
He said
it's going to get to 50,000.
Well, I mean, not expecting that.
Well, that would just be insane. Here's the question
I do
have, though.
But I'm hanging on for the rocket ride.
Here's the question I do have. Let's just say that Cakes finally hits one of these, right?
Right.
And this thing goes to 50K or
right.
Something just absurd. Do you have any sale price? Like, will you ever cash in?
I mean, I don't have a number in my head right now. But, I mean, if I look at my account all of a sudden and it's mega
and your $2,000 investment has grown to 50K, will you ever cash out?
Sure, at some point.
Yeah, okay.
Hopefully before it goes belly up.
Yeah, because
hopefully before it goes down to zero.
Cakes typically doesn't have an out. He's usually a buy and hold guy, like hold until he dies.
I am pretty much a buy and hold guy on a lot of my securities.
always bet on cakes with Bitcoin.
I just hate myself for not buying.
Jumping
I mean, you were the guy who was basically nudging me into it.
You're the gambler.
You're on the sidelines
over there.
You're
more of a gambler than cakes.
I know. It's just so risky, though. And
you bought a horse. God.
That's very true. I thought a horse was a better investment than cryptocurrency, though.
Yeah.
Apparently, you're wrong.
I wasn't. Can you imagine if I bought that the 5K worth of cryptocurrency instead of Mama Grizzly?
If you bought 5K,
you'd retire.
If you bought 5K of Bitcoin when you bought that super horse, you'd be a
multimillionaire.
I mean, no.
You'd have a lot of money in the bank.
Five years ago, how much was Bitcoin?
Five years ago? I mean, it was like what? Like 500?
Did it even exist five years ago?
I think it was way less than that.
It was way less than that. It was in existence?
Oh, yeah.
Five years ago?
Yeah, yeah, Bitcoin's been around for a while.
Okay.
But it was scoffed. People were scoffing at it years ago.
It was a currency that people were throwing out there to potentially use, like, for poker when poker was banned. And
right.
That's been
quite
a while.
Cakes mentioned last week it's what the hackers use. Yeah. They definitely want cryptocurrency. They don't want dollar bills. You kidding?
That's why I believe it's going to be shut down at some point.
Maybe it will.
If hackers can use it.
If it's the currency of the dark web.
To get your money is working.
Hackers and wackadoo DJs are into cryptocurrency.
Did you have to do something wackadoo to put your money in it? Because my buddy told me he was going to buy like a Bitcoin, but he had to take like a photo of his ID.
Nope. Didn't have to do that.
I had to do something wacky to get my money to this poker site in like the Dominican or something. Literally, I forwarded cash to a woman who cut out a hole in a Bible, and then she walked it to like a guy on a donkey.
That's
and
like a movie.
Swear to God,
it sounds like the plot of Ozark.
Yeah, she cut out. She had a Bible with a hole in it, and that's where she took the illegal sort of American currency, and that's how it would get transferred ultimately into the website.
I hope that's not what the Winklevosses are doing with Bitcoin. I'll be salty.
That's I've been there, done that.
By the way, those Winklevosses—they're pretty good business guys. They got into the beginning of Facebook and of Bitcoin.
You mean the Facebook?
The Facebook, yes. Way back in the day.
Drab just did the math. So if I would have bought Bitcoin for $5,000 worth of Bitcoin when I bought Mama Grizzly, I would have made $2 million.
Right. Yeah, but you didn't even really know about Bitcoin at the time. Yeah, but, you had no idea it was going to have this kind of growth.
It's a shame. It's a shame. Pete was talking to me about trotters and not cryptocurrency.
Pete could have changed your life. Blame Pete.
You'd be a multimillionaire.
He's the one that got you in on the horse. If Pete had any foresight, he would have had you in on the Bitcoin. It's his fault.
All right, coming up next, we'll fill you in on what's going on with the Nationals. Chelsea James covers the Nats for the Washington Post. Joins us here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.